You've heard that expression or used it or not?
No.
Proud flesh?
Yeah, proud flesh be referred to.
Uh-huh. I don't know whether I characterized it properly or not.
I don't know.
Well, now, if somebody's passed away and you're not just sure what the circumstances were, you say, well, I can't really tell you what he...
What the diagnosis was?
Uh-huh.
Or what his ailment was?
Or what he died?
What he died with.
Uh-huh. Now, the site of burial is the customary site of burial, place where people are buried.
A cemetery?
Uh-huh.
Or a graveyard.
Yeah, those used pretty much interchangeably?
I think the word cemetery is used more than now.
No. Uh-huh.
More than anything.
Now, when you were very young,
We quite often referred to it down at the graveyard.
Uh-huh.
Back in my early life.
Yes. So you can pretty well count on your parents probably called it the graveyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the term here in this.
Yeah, I know quite often I've heard the expression where we're going down to the graveyard,
mm-hmm.
especially around Decoration Day or something like that.
Yes.
If they were going to the graveyard to decorate, which they used to do a lot of. They don't anymore.
Not so much.
No.
That's so.
They decorate, but I remember back when I was a boy, up until I expect we moved up here. We live in the west part of town. Naturally, the Hill Cemetery and Cottage Hill were west of us there. And on Decoration Day, they had a big parade and the band. And, of course, back then there wasn't a great many automobiles, but people would line up with the horse and buggies, and people didn't have horse and buggies. They would walk. You'd be surprised at the crowd that would go to the cemetery. And they usually had a good speaker.
Wasn't that right west here on 340?
Yeah. Yeah, the first one is down there, right there at the lumber yard. That's the old Hill Cemetery. Then you go on about a half mile farther west, and there's one on the right there that we call Cottage Hill. Then you go another mile west, and there's another cemetery there, and they call it... can't think of the name, what they do call them now. It's just a new one.
Uh-huh. I see.
There's three of them there.
In that stretch on 340.
Between the city limits and on 340, between the city limits and 2 miles west, there are three cemeteries.
Well,
I know I had a cousin says to me one time, he said, that's a funny thing. You come into this town, the first thing you see is three cemeteries on the way in.
That is a attractive area out there on 340.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What is the
homes there?
Name of that cemetery out there? I pay so little attention to those things. That cemetery is only about 25 years old.
Oh.
Not very old at all, but it's filling up fast.
Well, now, another item there. We're running close to the end of this tape,
right.
But we've got maybe 4 or 5 minutes there yet.
All right.
What a person is placed in before burial?
Casket.
Uh-huh. Now, that's the...
Used to call them coffins.
That's the earlier term, isn't it?
Yeah, in the coffin.
And what is said of people who've lost loved ones? They are in...
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And what you tell people who are quite concerned about something or other and you're trying to reassure them, you say, now just don't. If you're trying to offer reassurance to somebody, now just you don't.
Let this upset you too much or something like that.
Uh-huh.